Welcome back inside our weekly locker room chat on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Time to talk now to Derek Jasper, the head coach of the Troy Trojan Girls. And it's brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, last couple of games starting off the season for Troy against Riverside, a tough 50-25 loss to Riverside, and then a 52-26 loss to Hiawatha on Tuesday night. So, coach, two pretty good opponents here to start the season and teams that have some matchup problems for your girls, especially size-wise. What have you thought about these first two?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough start. You know, two Big 7 opponents with a lot of size, and we've been lucky enough to beat Riverside the previous 2 years, so we were hoping to, you know, kind of continue that run we had against them. And here's the deal about that Riverside game. You know, right after halftime, we scored on our first two possessions, and that game's 23-18. We're down 5, and then we just did a lot of things wrong, and they did a lot of things right. They went on a 26-1 run and got up by 30 at one point in that game. And it just forced a lot of turnovers, and we couldn't make a shot, and they seemed to start hitting some threes during that run. So, credit to them. They have a nice style of play. It kind of makes you play crazy, sped us up a little bit. Turnovers a big problem in that game, and then kind of a carryover to the start of last night's game, I thought. Turnovers, big problem again, and rebounding. And, you know, those are going to be our two weaknesses that have been for several years now. You know, just because of our lack of size, rebounding is going to be a problem that we probably can't really fix very easily. And the turnovers is going to be a problem that we have to fix, and it has to happen immediately. We got experience there in the backcourt, and we're making mistakes that we just shouldn't be making, and kind of let the blowout victory or the blowout losses that we had there is kind of due to those turnovers mostly.
One bright spot, though, for your team has been freshman Allie Frankens. I was very impressed with her on Tuesday night against Hiawatha. She did a lot of good things, and she's also into the starting lineup. What have you just seen from her being a freshman out there?
Well, Allie's got some talent. We knew that coming in, and we were forced to start her last night. Kylie Schellenberger and Claire Winder are still out, and Kaylee Grable's still out with an injury. So, you know, I thought she did a good job coming in there and starting for us. She's an athletic girl that can do some things for us. So I was proud of her for that, and just hoping we can get everybody kind of back. You know, Claire and Kylie will hopefully be back next week. They'll probably still be kind of weak. They haven't done a lot for a while, but we'll hopefully get some minutes out of them and still figure out our rotations a little bit. But Allie will certainly be in our varsity rotation. Hopefully she can help us out.
You look ahead to Friday. You'll have Friday off before taking on Donovan West, a short trip coming up next Tuesday night. So, Coach, we wish you the best of luck against Donovan West coming up on Tuesday. Enjoy your Friday night off, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.